Good morning. This is Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin. I'm filling in all week as we count down to the convention and as we count down to tactics being used in this election, words that are being said. How much do words matter? How much does the coarsening of our rhetoric matter? We're going to talk about this first hour because the son of a candidate as well as his campaign manager are sounding pretty grotesque, I have to say. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to take your phone calls at 303-713-7600. And by popular demand, if you're listening to us, our friend who's streaming while she's on a business trip on the road, we did book Colonel Ann Wright of the Army to talk about, well, she's actually resigned now. But anyway, she will be talking to us about the scandal of sexual assault in the military, what's been going on, why the Bush administration has been abstaining, indeed, ordering their people not to appear at the hearings that are being held on the scandal of sexual assault in the military. So we'll be talking to that a little bit later in the show. And we'll be talking to the Media Matters senior fellow Paul Waldman. We'll be talking to him about all of the different campaign rhetoric and media reports that we have been seeing. Is this election 2008 getting to be one of the nastiest on record? Well, you know, perhaps not as nasty as things were in the 17 and 1800s, but I got to tell you something. This is pretty nasty. And even though he has apologized, I'm going to pick on him, and I'm also going to talk about his website because I have to tell you, this is just really, it's really creepy. It is. It's creepy. The Facebook page of the son of Bob Schaefer has come into the news because it had a bumper sticker. You know, on Facebook, they have those little bumper stickers. And apparently no one sent him this bumper sticker. He admitted he put it up. He has a bumper sticker that says, "Slavery, it gets stuff." I have to say the word stuff, but it's a four-letter word beginning with S, ending with T, and it isn't stuff. Actually, it's the materials that the City Council of Denver is talking about outlawing being hurled at anyone but at the convention. So I'll just let you, you know, the Rocky Mountain News cutely called it poo, but I won't. Okay, get slavery. It gets stuff done. Now, this was posted on his internet social networking website. Apparently, 19-year-old Justin Schaefer is studying economics at the University of Dayton. He had placed the icons on his Facebook homepage. This, according to 9 News. Someone, however, took a photograph of the Facebook page and put it on SchaeferFamilyValues.com. And I have to tell you, if this is the Schaefer family values, we're in trouble. You know, it is interesting. I don't necessarily always pick on the children of candidates in terms of that. But I have to tell you, this website has that stuff on it that's so, it goes beyond being 19 and foolish. The accumulation, I think, is what makes it so interesting. And I'll talk about that. Meantime, the campaign manager of Bob Schaefer, and if you are judged by the company you keep or the company you procreate, then Bob Schaefer's in trouble. The Democrats ripped Bob Schaefer's campaign manager's language because apparently when Mark Udall didn't obey Bob Schaefer and do exactly what he wanted, Dick Wadhams, who I understand Jay Marvin calls Dick Wad and doesn't add the hams. Campaign manager Dick Wadhams says he has nothing to apologize for. All he said was when Udall, the congressman of El Dorado Springs, who's running against Schaefer for the Senate seat, had dared to go home and fundraise. Ooh. So here's what he said. He said, "We're going to shove a bunch of 30-second ads up his assets." I have to add the ETS on radio. Somewhere George Carlin is frowning from heaven. So I can't say we're going to shove a bunch of 30-second ads up his assets on the issue of over the course of the campaign. Great. Well, let's see. We have right-wing reactionary talk show hosts likening Barack Obama to everyone from Hitler to the Antichrist to on Schaefer Jr.'s website, Justin Schaefer's website, he likens him to Count Chocula, separated at birth, and then he has Barack Obama holding his high five. Who's gay? Isn't that just so sad and tragic that he has to do that? Then he has Celebrate Diversity with 900 different kinds of handguns that he left up that a friend posted. Now, I can understand why he has a No Obama 08 sticker. He also has one that says, What would Jesus do? WWRJD? Jesus is holding a very big semi-automatic weapon with the Confederate flag behind his head. Charming. What would Republican Jesus do? You know what? I'd rather have Barack Obama Messiah. Thank you. If I got to have a Messiah and a president, and I sure don't want one because I certainly don't make my politicians deities because I don't need to. I'm not mentally disturbed. But if I did, what would Republican Jesus do against a Confederate flag would not be something packing a huge hunk of heat wouldn't be something that I'd want to represent myself. Thank you. Now you can understand, too, why he has a silly liberal paychecks are for workers. And gouging is for moguls. He also has the Pillsbury Doughboy with a semi-automatic weapon, handgun, with a little potholder that says, Bitch, touch my tummy one more time. And then there's the slavery against the background of the pyramids. Gets stuff done. And then he has it. This guy's a swing dancer. He prides himself on being a swing dancer. He has a little poster that says, I respect that you're a little bit slutty to the woman he's dancing with. Yes. Well, conservatives. Okay. He also has one that sort of makes sense. I hear what you're saying, but I'm thinking about myself. Well, you know, I realize that you're also thinking about how life would be without you, but the problem is you're a little nutty. Slow, children, 1,000 points each. Yeah. Then he has pictures of excrement with halos saying holy effing stuff. Charming, so funny. Then he has bourgeoisie cat taxing your peasants. Nice how he, kicking someone out of the crosswalk saying, this is Sparta. And then he has a little chicken. He's a Roman Catholic, by the way, so presumably anti-choice. Pete, ooh, is that you? And I use the word ooh, but it's actually the F word. And the chicken, the little baby chick, is looking at an egg yolk. Isn't this a charming website? Doesn't this say a lot about Justin Schaefer? His comments seem pretty innocuous in terms of, you know, his kids are going, oh, should have hooked up, should have, you know, done this. You know, it's pretty normal. He says he likes rugby, soccer, swing dancing, being cool. Well, you know what, Justin, a little word to advice, being cool is not your website. By the way, Shining, I think, is your favorite movie. It's spelled with only one N, just to let you know. Okay. All right. What does this website say about Justin Schaefer? Is it fair for me to pick on him in a campaign where my candidate, Barack Obama, gets compared and brought up against ditzy blondes like Britney Spears and Paris Hilton, both of whom have absolutely nothing in common with Barack Obama except the fact that they're both human. They're all human beings. I mean, this is just... Well, you know what, Justin? I can remember back to when I was 19, and if I saw your website, I wouldn't be dating you. Let's put it that way. Whoa! What does this say about this kid? And what does it say about a campaign manager that he would threaten to shove 30-second commercials up the behind of his opponent? I mean, what kind of... I know that Bob Schaefer can't divorce his son, but he could sure fire his campaign manager or chastise him publicly. And if I were him, I think I'd start doing that just right about now. Or is this the type of people that the classless, clueless Schaefer wants to be around? Bob Schaefer, bringing you coarseness you never thought you'd see in an election campaign. By the way, here's what Nine News told. This is what Nine News reports that Schaefer said on the phone after an event in Glenwood Springs Monday evening, and I quote, My wife and I have initiated a process of firm and severe discipline with our son. You know what? Suddenly some of his bumper stickers make a little more sense, Bob. Yep, just make a little more sense. All that gun and Republican Jesus kind of stuff. Yes, sir, makes a lot more sense. Congressman Schaefer, I would never, ever, 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 ever elect you to any higher office. You have already gone beyond the level where you should be in life as far as I'm concerned. I'm not being very nice, but anybody who has a campaign manager who threatens to do that, and then this just shows me what you're like, son, and your record as a congressman, which is abysmal, tired, and sad. But, you know, it's just... It's really, clean up the sleeves in your campaign, Congressman Schaefer. Look to your own family. And you know what? While you're at it, why don't you just resign? Because you make Wayne Allard look liberal. You know what I'm saying? You're just a little, By the way, I wouldn't be picking so hard on Justin Schaefer, except he and his siblings are used in campaign ads and on the campaign website of the campaign. So as long as you're going to use your family as props for your election campaign, then
welcome
I
to
say
our
we have
campaign headquarters.
We have
this is a big election with big issues and big differences. So take a look through the website. And when you're done,
hi.
Volunteer, contribute, and join the team.
Oh, wow. I don't know where that came from. But you know what I'm thinking is when I brought up Bob Schaefer's website, it suddenly announced something and it came down the pike. I don't know. I just looked at Bob Schaefer's website. All right. We don't know what Gremlin just got in the computer. Now, Schaefer's son has apologized for the Facebook slogan. He says, you know, I do not agree with the sentiment or content of the offensive material, especially for the bumper sticker that references slave labor. It is clear my actions were juvenile, disrespectful, and a mistake on my part. Yeah, Justin, but I have so many questions for you. Apparently, you denigrate women, liberals. You know, and this is this what comes from the coarsening of our culture? Is this what comes from 25 years of right-wing reactionary talk radio? Is this what comes from Rush Limbaugh yesterday saying, I'm scared. I'm scared of Barack Obama. I'm scared of him. And the kinds of ads, which we haven't analyzed enough, if you haven't seen the Moses ad, basically what it is, the Moses ad, it's code talk. It's subliminal advertising to right-wing reactionary born-again Christians and evangelicals to say, be afraid, Obama is the Antichrist. Look out, here he is. This is what happens when Rovian's junior varsity is running the McCain campaign. This is what happens when you run right-wing thumping mediocrities who have no business being in public life. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. Whoa, it's like a Rorschach, this Facebook page. Whoa. Part of the reason I'm a little queasy about Facebook. But anyway, 619, I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk, Colorado's Progressive Talk, make that. I would love to talk to you this morning about all these disturbing signs on the horizon. 303-713-7600. Time for Progressive Traffic with John Turk. Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're analyzing or trying or looking at the mind of Justin Schaefer as he presented on his Facebook page. Nine News apparently found out that Justin Schaefer, among other things, has a little bumper sticker on his Facebook page, a social networking site that the kids all use. Actually, some adults use it, too. I have family on it and a lot of friends on it. I've sort of stayed away from participating in Facebook very much because I just find it kind of an, I don't know, there's something about it that is just, I like my privacy. You know what I mean? I share my stuff on my website. I certainly talk on the radio pretty bluntly about how I feel about things. But, you know, I don't know about some of the social networking stuff. And one of the risks, of course, is people can put stuff on your page. But, you know, you have to accept responsibility for it. It's like when people put up porno on my web. Please don't put stuff up on my website. You know, I have to go in and take it down. I mean, and my webmaster helps me and whatever. And you try to act as fast as you can. But in this day and time, it's kind of hard sometimes. In a day of trolling on the Internet where people gang up and beat up on people, it's a really kind of rough and ready atmosphere. But Justin Schaefer, I think, shows something, which is why the website that the person who took a snapshot of his Facebook page makes so much sense. It's called SchaeferFamilyValues.com, www.SchaeferFamilyValues.com. And when you bring it up, there's the Facebook page, and there's the innocuous-looking, sort of blandy, conservative Roman Catholic. And, you know, he's from Fort Collins. He's looking for dating in a relationship, pretty standard stuff. He's at the University of Dayton, class of 11, Northern Colorado. That's his other network. He's obviously got friends. He has 185 friends at the University of Dayton. And he's, you know, his pages include two: Bob Schaefer, politician; John McCain, politician. Now, you know how he comes by all of that, being the son of a prominent politician, right-wing reactionary. But as you see the right-wing reactionary influence, it's really a little scary. I mean, there's some lovely 18th century stuff that says things like, "We'll definitely work out tomorrow, two girls." But then you scroll down and you see Barack Obama holding a hand up. High five. Who's gay? You know, it's just really sad. Okay, that's childish and sophomoric and stupid and to be expected from a little budding right-winger-ette. But here's celebrate diversity. And there's like, I don't know, 4, 5, 4. Okay, so a total of 18 handguns of different kinds. That was contributed by apparently one of his friends. There's a No Obama 08. Now, you can understand that. But then you see what WWRJ, which is the picture of the Anglo version of Jesus, the Caucasian version of Jesus, with long flowing chestnut locks, standing against the crossbars of the Confederate flag, porting, I think it's an AK-47, but I'd have to have that confirmed, saying, "What would Republican Jesus do?" And then there's, one of those 50s kinds of guys with a perky face saying, holding a dollar bill saying, silly liberal, paychecks are for workers. Which sort of shows a snide, mean-spirited attitude towards liberals. Not surprising by someone who has been inculcated with the propaganda his entire life. Now, I have seen my niece and my niece's Facebook page. She doesn't have any political stuff on it. She has a lot of stuff about being alive and being young and loving international life and, you know, doing all this stuff. But I don't even recall having any kinds of politics. And you know, they're exposed to politics. They like politics. It's not like they don't. But they don't, you know, no, they're not the son and daughter of a politician. My nephews in Colorado won't even have anything to do with the internet these days. They're totally bored and over it. There's sort of a backlash, I think, among high school kids now, which is sort of like, oh, the internet, it's too much work. I've got class. I've got things to do. I've got my friends to hang out with and talk. You know, and I would be less likely to pick on him, but I have nieces and nephews in this age range, right in this age range. And I got to tell you, none of them act like this, just to let you know. I mean, they're kind of normal. They don't, you know, they roll their eyes at things and they're sardonic and sarcastic, but I don't think they'd put a picture of Obama up with Count Chocula saying separated at birth. I mean, there's just sort of a nasty sort of quasi-racial undertones here. Misogyny, definitely. Anti-liberal sentiment, definitely. I'm not sure what kind of thing to call a picture of Jesus porting an AK-47 saying, "What would Republican Jesus do?" What would he do, Justin? Blow the world away if he didn't like it? That seems so antithetical to what Jesus is all about. I'm a little confused. Then there is, I'm impressed by how informed about politics you pretend to be. Well, you know, Justin, a lot of us are very informed about politics, and you scare us. Bitch, touch my tummy one more time. That's the Pillsbury doorboy porting a gun with a pot holder. And then there's the infamous, sort of sepia-toned with white letters, not surprising, against to the pyramid saying, "Slavery, get stuff done." And it isn't the word "stuff." It's the word that begins with S, ends with T. And the wonderful comedian George Carlin did a great word about the seven deadly words you can't say on radio. And, oh, yeah, that's one of them. Then there's a guy dancing with the woman, ballroom dancing, which apparently Jason's into swing dancing, Justin rather. It says, I respect that you're a little bit slutty. Okay, narcissistic, I think it's safe to say the next couple are, about how much he likes to think about him. But then there's another one disturbing of, I don't know who this is. This is a picture I'm not familiar enough with evangelical preachers to know all of their faces. I assume that's what this guy is, but I could be wrong. It says, don't have sex because you'll get pregnant and die. That's a lovely sentiment. Great. Then there's slow for children. They're 1,000 points each. Then there's pictures of excrement. And then there's this picture of one of his favorite movies, which is Zoolander, with the lovely picture of Ben Stiller with the blue lipstick, always one of my favorites. It's a ginger, which it must be based on the South Park routine on gingers, I would think. But in any event, kind of just not really particularly funny, all about sort of kind of disturbing. And then there's a picture of the South Park kids, speaking of which, what in the butt? And then there's the one, it just gets better. And then there's an eagle, American eagle, jihad this. Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, he's afraid of gingers. Gingers, livers, let's see, abstinence works 99.999% of the time. There's a picture of the Virgin Mary. And then there's, of course, Obama as the obligatory Osama bin Laden. So, America, you want change? Just wait. There's a picture of the Osama bin Laden doctored picture of Obama. And then there's a picture. Now, actually, this one's funny. It's a picture of Obama with his multicolored picture. I don't know if you've seen him with the blue, red, white, and blue pictures. And that says, nope. Okay, you know, that one, but the jihadi ones, snob. It's just really sad. Really sad. Really. Oh, and then there's a picture of Michael Jackson pointing at you and saying, you're next. And those are pretty much all of his bumper stickers. Now, what does that say about him? Huh? What are you reading from me reading that? And then you have a campaign manager for Bob Schaefer, who apparently takes umbrage at Mark Udall not showing up to vote when he wanted him to vote about the energy issue. And he gives a bizarre, vulgar outburst as Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee described Wadham's comment. Dick Wadham says, and I quote, we're going to shove a bunch of 30-second ads up his assets on this issue over the course of the campaign. Wow. Tasteful Republicans on parade. You know, Justin, if you're a symbol of the new kinds of styles of the GOP, the grand old party, I gotta tell you something. We have no worries. I read in the New York Times today, front page, GOP drops in on the front page of a website, rather. GOP drops in voting rolls in many states. You know, you kind of got to wonder that. No wonder Colorado's going blue, Justin and Wadhams. I think it's thanks to you guys. I think it's thanks to you. That and McCain's despicable, nasty, mean-spirited ads, which have absolutely nothing. And scary, scary, scary. Be afraid. Be afraid. And if you're not afraid of the fact that he's black, ooh, then be afraid of the fact that he's, I know, a snob. Ooh, and if you're not afraid of that, ooh, be afraid that he's a jihadi. Ooh, and if you're not afraid of that, be afraid of, you know, I'm afraid of people who can't talk about the issues. I'm afraid of people who have the intellectual level of newts. I'm afraid of people who are not funny. I'm afraid of people who have no sense of humor. I'm afraid of sexually repressed nimnuts who have to liken everything to the anal end of their bodies. I'm afraid of people who don't have the wit that goodness gave a goose. I'm afraid of people who laugh probably pretty rarely and have no sense of proportion or direction. I'm afraid of people who are repressed and let it out in nasty short bursts. I mean, if you call us crude, you call it a coarsening of society when liberals in charge, and this is the kind of stuff that right-wing reactionaries come up with. Please make my day. Keep just being who you are. Keep on keeping on. Because I got to tell you something. You're worse. You're absolutely stone cold worse. You are gross. You're callous. You distort things. This is pathetic. It really is. It's just pathetic. But it's also a little disturbing. It's like you kind of wonder what that kid is thinking about, and you really wonder what Dick Wadhams is thinking about. He laughed today when, and can we just stop Rocky Mountain News writing words like poo and potty mouth? Call them what they are, Anglo-Saxon short bursts of ire. That's what they are. They're just, you know, they're nasty, mean-spirited rants that make George Carlin look so much more prescient, doesn't he? It just makes me want, actually, it makes me want to light into a George Carlin-esque kind of rant with this stuff. Because it's just, it's all the words you can't say because we think about it all day long. Ah. Arrgh. 6:33, I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin. Wow! Little Rorschach test for the Republican Party today. No wonder you guys are dropping registration like the proverbial flies. No wonder people are fleeing your ideology. 303-713-7600. Kind of makes you shiver on a chillier morning, thank goodness, because we're going to beat the heat this morning with only temperatures in the mid-80s. It's 6:34, time on Colorado Progressives Talk to listen in to John Turk with traffic. Hi, I really want you to call and let me know if you think I'm being unfair to the Bob Schaefer family or Bob Schaefer's campaign manager. It's early in the morning, though, and it's that sun's coming up, so our signal's getting stronger. 303-713-7600. You can also send us some instant messages directly to John Turk, who does pass them on to me, or you can communicate via Aaron@AaronHartShow.com. That's Aaron@AaronHartShow.com. And I went through the Facebook pretty thoroughly, in part because I wanted you to know what we're dealing with here. And whether, am I being unfair? I mean, obviously, I just want to make fun of him. But I'd have to use some swear words, too. And I'm trying to watch it as I speak. It's like, you know, sometimes you wish you were on the Daily Show with Jon Stewart and you could just be bleeped automatically. Tim and Aurora, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk and the J. Marvin Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank
Aaron.
You for calling.
You?
I'm pretty swell. What do you think of these right-wing, I don't want to call them potty mouths, people who seem to be disturbed and don't like it or aren't comfortable in their own skin is what it mostly seems like.
I actually volunteered to stick something up Bob Schaefer's and his boys' assets.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
To respond in kind, forget about being classy.
I am over being
classy. Yeah.
You know, I'm 56 years old. I followed politics myself as a child from, the guy from Arizona. I can't think of his name. The senator from Arizona ran for Barry Goldwater.
McCain. Oh, Barry Goldwater. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
I've gone from disagreeing with policy to finding them disgusting, repulsive human beings.
You know, I don't want to like just paint the entire picture of, I think there is a certain kind of repressed conservative. Many of them are in talk radio, actually. A kind of a repressed conservative who just pretty much hate human beings, period. They hate sex. They hate human beings. They don't like women very much. They certainly hate liberals. They can't stand. And I think part of it is because they won't give them permission to be themselves permission to be human beings. So we all have creepy thoughts. We all have mean-spirited reactionary thoughts. The trick is, what do you do with them? And do you put them on your Facebook page to let everybody see that you think, gee, liberals are dumb, women are creepy, and I like slavery. You know, I mean, it's like, what?
That's just disgusting. I don't think they find any joy in life.
Definitely. Not happy.
I'm just so repulsed by the Republican Party, by what they've let this administration do to this country. And I think they're spineless. I think they're cowards. I think they failed up to live up to their oath they took, and I don't think they care about this country as much as they profess to.
Well, if I hear from one more Republican that the privatization of the military, for example, has been a good idea, I mean, it just permeates everywhere. And I think it really did start from, particularly in the modern era, from Ronald Reagan just dismissing out of hand government workers, as if
Absolutely.
They were vermin and scum, and setting them up to be the other. You know, the other is the person who delivers your Social Security check to you. The other is the one who's guarding you on airplanes as an air marshal. The other is the one who's guiding your airplane so that they don't crash into each other into the air, by
Absolutely.
The way. The other is the one who's making sure that the entire nation doesn't turn into a toxic waste dump, despite the fact that George W. Bush tried to put such a lid on the EPA that one of its directors, who's a Republican herself, had to resign in dismay at the number of cover-ups she was asked to enact. I mean, it happens every single day. It's so much that I forget to mention half of it. You know what I'm saying?
I actually don't think they care about regular America. I think overriding factor. I listened to this guy on C-SPAN radio yesterday because, you know, the Republicans have stayed in the House doing this little Republican rebellion mm-hmm. about not passing the energy.
Yeah, that apparently is what sparked Wadham's ire.
Well, he actually compared what they're doing to John Adams, George Washington. I could not believe it. I thought I was listening to Comedy Central.
Well,
it was unbelievable things he was saying.
It is Comedy Central, but that's exactly what they do. They take the page right out of the old propaganda book, and they call what they're doing. They steal, lie and cheat, and call it patriotism, acting in your best interest, lowering your taxes when all they did was lower the taxes of the very wealthiest in the world and the country. They are really pretty damn frightening, but they do it every day.
I watch them on the floor of the House. Lie every day.
Oh,
Michelle Bachmann from Minnesota stood on the floor of the House one night last week and said, if we drill in Anwar, we'll have $2 a gallon gasoline. I called her office and I said, can you direct me to where that fact is? Is that a fact or did she just make it up?
Even the American Petroleum Institute has said it'll be a drop in the bucket and won't do much to lower prices.
Right.
That's crazy.
There's no basis for what they say.
No, and they make it up out of whole cloth. See, and they wonder why. People wonder, and we're all, you know, gnashing our teeth and rolling our eyes and wondering whether we need to be meaner when we fight back. But the reality is, you know, yes, the liberals take longer to explain what they're doing because we're honest. We say life is complicated. It's not fair, and we have to work hard together to make it better. But you see, they want everything reduced down to a nasty, mean-spirited, dirty little soundbite. And they don't give a damn if they lie to get it across. And that's part of the problem. It's like that Facebook little bumper sticker of his, silly liberal, paychecks are for workers. As if, you know, nobody ever shows up to work. Who do they think is carrying this country on their backs?
But what's the respect for the institution? For you were elected by the people to represent them. How do you just stand up there and lie and know you're lying on a daily basis? I don't know.
It would give me an ulcer. Somebody once offered me really good money to turn into a conservative on the air 5 days a week. And I said, you know what? No, thanks. I can't gag and talk at the same time.
Well, you could put a gun to my head. I would not vote for any of these Republicans that currently exist.
You know, repressed, tired, sad. All they can do is result to scatological viewpoints of the world. I mean, it's so repressed. And so it's like, here's the ad they're even picking on him on Bob Schaefer's website. You turn Udall, ducks vote. Well, you know what, Bob Schaefer? I'd like to see you chastise your nasty, mean mouth, you know, your dirty mouthed, filthy mouthed. Campaign manager, if you're going to be so repressed and sad and have, you know, severely discipline him like you suggest to do to your son. Thanks, Tim, so much
all
for your call. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you too. And I'd love to hear from you too. I mean, Tim and I are obviously speaking to the choir, and that is perhaps one problem in our country these days. People were speculating the other day I heard a news report talking about how, it was Bill Bishop, was it? I think it was on The Daily Show as well. A new author is writing about how we mostly talk amongst ourselves. Liberals talk to liberals. Conservatives talk to conservatives. But if you want me to talk to you, you can't dismiss who I am out of hand. If you want to talk to me, you can't call me names. If you want to talk to me, you know, otherwise I'm just going to sling the same stuff back at you. By the way, speaking of slinging stuff, the right-wing Republicans aren't alone. Apparently, the city council thought it was important to pass a law that said that left-wing and other protesters could not come to the party of the Democratic National Convention with urine, water guns, and buckets of feces to throw. Okay, great, good. We had to outlaw that actually by law. I mean, what happened to civility? What happened to, I mean, I'm all for swearing. I'm not a prude by any means whatsoever, but it's like, why do we have to do this? I mean, did you really think that we would show up? But then on the other hand, apparently there were rumors they were stockpiling it. But then that, see, the Rocky Mountain News, talk about repression. Whoa. This isn't my mother's newspaper. DNC protesters offered Denver a doo-doo treaty. My mother used to work for the Rocky Mountain News, by the way. Representatives of three groups reached a doo-doo accord. Do we really have to be five about this? Yes, I do on the radio because I can't use words in English, Anglo-Saxon, specifically English, that we're specifically not supposed to use, which is really amazing in terms of that. Come on, people use it every single day in life, but we can't say it. Maybe if we were allowed to speak more frankly, we wouldn't have to be so repressed everywhere else. But SchaefferFamilyValues.com. Go to it. See if you think I'm being mean and unfair to Justin Schaefer. Check out the comments of Dick Wadhams. It's threatening Mark Udall with shoving a bunch of 30-second ads up his, you know, is this the kind of, because he doesn't show up for a vote that they wanted him to make? I mean, it's just sad. 303-713-7600. I would love to talk to you about that. I mean, it's just, it leaves you almost speechless, but it does tie in with what Jay was talking about and I was talking about last week, in the sense of, you know, there actually has been someone who went into a church in the Unitarian Church in Kentucky and shot up people because they were liberal. He had been a devotee of Limbaugh, Hannity, and other right-wing reactionaries who have absolutely nothing to do with free speech and everything to do with mean-spirited hate speech and lies and distortions. I mean, come on, likening Barack Obama to a jihadi or Hitler? Please, you never hear me doing that to McCain, ever, ever. It's just really sad. It's pathetic, really. 303-713-7600. But this is the kind of discourse that they believe will permeate because, you know what? They think you're stupid. They think you're foul. They think you're so mean that you'll listen to them. Show them up. Vote differently. Don't listen to them. Register to vote en masse. Oh, yeah, you are. In Colorado, we have as many independents as Democrats and Republicans these days. And they're abandoning you, Republicans. Better look to yourself. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. We'll talk about it right here on Colorado Progressive Talk, and we'll check in with the traffic with John Turk.
Thank you, Aaron.
Is a candidate to be judged by the company he keeps? Well, there is that advisor of Obama's that he had to jettison because she called Hillary a name. And then there was the people who landed on Michelle Obama and made fun of her in a wicked, horrible way, which I thought was stomach churning. But, you know, the reality is I would like to be high-toned and act as if, well, you know, Justin Schaefer's actions aren't his father's. He's not, but he is his father's son. And, you know, Michelle Obama, what she says is going to be judged on the stage, just as Hillary's chocolate chip cookie remark, infamously, when she was only the wife of a candidate, was judged so harshly. Yeah, it really does absolutely reflect whether we like it or not. I mean, come on, fess up. Don't you care about who a candidate surrounds himself with? I mean, I think it says a lot about Bob Schaefer that he has a campaign manager who would threaten to shove 30-second commercials up the behind assets, as we say, of Congressman Mark Udall. I think it is instructive of who they are and what they're about. I do. I don't think it's everything to be judged. I don't think it's everything to think about, but when you see Hillary Clinton's supporters, as Maureen Dowd quoted them the other day to say on a Yahoo message board, one of them said, "I won't vote for any beanpole guy." I mean, it's not only the provenance of Republicans who are mean and nasty and mean-spirited. Certainly Hillary endured the slings and arrows of sexism in the race, although I think everybody ought to maybe get over it. And now the chattering classes seem to not know what to, the latest on Obama is. He's aloof. He's moved through life and succeeded, but he's never really clicked with people. Well, you know, just get over it. Yeah, he's private. Oh, well, you know, so what? And McCain, it's like people who wonder, is he the Manchurian candidate? Was he brainwashed when he was in Vietnam? I mean, you won't see me. Someone on Mari's show mentioned and gave me a website. I don't even remember what it is now, of how to look up McCain. I think it's Songbird McCain or something, where you can look up how McCain confessed to his torturers in Vietnam and said some things that they wanted. Well, you know what? That kind of stuff just turns my stomach. I don't like it. But do you think about it? Do you want it? Do you consider it when you're weighing somebody's character? I think you look at all of those things. But I think you bear in mind the words of my 18-year-old nephew, who I interviewed when I was filling in for Mario. And I asked him, I said, how do you make your decisions? How do you research the campaign issues? And surprising to me, he said, oh, I just read my AOL page and I also... my news page, and I also read the papers. He reads the Rocky and the Denver Post, and he reads both of them. And I was like, and he says, and I said, well, what dictate, you know, how do you decide? And he goes, oh, I always make up my own mind. Now, that's the kind of citizen you want. But lately, particularly among the Republicans, there's this whole movement. I was going to do a documentary on the election, and one of the suggestions I got, which didn't work out for various reasons, but may still work out in some way or another in terms of a long-term documentary. But, you know, what he said to me was fascinating. He had me read that article in Fashion, and I can't remember the author's name, forgive me, but basically he was talking about how maybe we shouldn't let everybody vote because people are kind of stupid. And I just find that sentiment entirely repulsive. I really do. Do I think some people are stupid? Yeah. Do I think some people are mean? Yeah. Do I think some people are racist and jerks? Absolutely. I think they're about 15% of the population. That means I want 85% of the people to vote, figuring we can always overwhelm the 15%. You know what I mean? So 15% of people are going to be, idiots who get paid $23 million to run major corporations who would gouge anybody's eyes out on their way to a profit. And, you know, then there's the rest of us. But and do I believe that everyone is as well informed, me included, as they should be? No. But do we make our judgments? What do you make your judgments on? And does the personal also become political? And I think the reality is, yes, it does. We do think about the character, which is why it is so important for the Obama campaign when the McCain tries to paint him as a lightweight airhead celebrity, or as, which I don't think is going to stick because he's so obviously not that, or when they try to paint him as the Antichrist, which is a little trickier because how do you defend yourself? And the other thing is, how do you defend yourself? And this is why the Republicans are so good at this. How do you defend yourself against the charges? Hi, you're an uppity Negro and you're too close to being an Obamasiah. How do you deal with that? What do you do other than say, you're stupid, get out of my way? How do you deal with that? I mean, that's a really good question, and maybe we'll carry that into the next hour. The other is the Republicans are hemorrhaging voter registration around the nation. It is a trend. What does that mean? 303-713-7600. This is the J. Marvin Show. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in.